Sigurado ka ba sa iyong nakikita? O baka ikay? Namamalik mata. It was my second year in college. I attended one of the yearly open houses in one of the dormitories there. At that time, two of my friends invited me to stay in their room and read for the people who would drop by. It was a very good business deal that I could not refuse. Free-flowing wine, a lot of food, and a month's allowance. One of our friends arrived when the event was about to end. She brought along a friend who had been asking to meet me and who was eager to have a reading with me. Since we were pressed for time and I didn't want my friend to be fined for breaking their curfew, I offered to read her in one of the benches outside the dormitory. We were very near the entrance that I could hear the announcement blaring from the speakers. The noise was very distracting, but I was able to push through with the reading. When I was about to pick up one of the cards drawn by my current, the death of one of the residents in another dormitory was announced. We were asked to say a prayer for her. Earlier that week, during an event in another area of the university, a drunk driver crashed into a ticket booth, which was located on the driveway of the dormitory. The students who were manning that booth were severely injured. One of them was a girl who barely survived that tragedy. She was in the hospital for several days after she passed away. Pausing from my reading, I bent my head and said a prayer. May you find happiness wherever you are. I was about to lift my head when I felt a light and feathery touch on my shoulder. How can I be happy? I didn't get the chance to tell him how I feel. Goosebumps ran up and down my body. Even without turning my head, I could see her image behind me. And then, in a few seconds, the eerie image was gone. The atmosphere was peaceful once more. Being a very sensitive person, my friend immediately noticed the change in my expression and asked me what happened. I gave my explanation nonchalantly, not wanting to scare them. She told me that she felt it too, the eerie feeling that something unseen was hovering behind me. A bit rattled, I continued my reading. After that, we headed home. A few days later, I told one of my friends what happened. She stayed in the same dormitory as the girl who died, and she knew the girl very well. In fact, she wouldn't stop venting out her anger towards the man who caused her friend's death during our conversation. As I relayed what happened during a reading, two names flashed in my head. A man named John, fictional name to protect the guy's identity, and an organization that sounds like Silakis. I was a bit perturbed because I have never heard of this organization before. However, knowing that my gift has limitations, I prodded my friend to think of an organization that has name that sounds like Silakis, or at least try to recall if the victim had ever mentioned a person named John. It is difficult to convert energy to names. It's like grasping letters from thin air. My friend looked at me thoughtfully and told me that she remembered hearing the victim talked about Johnski, but she wasn't sure if he was the person I gathered from my flashes. She did not really know much about the girl's organization. She did not even know if organization I mentioned existed. I told her to ask around and tell other people about the story, hoping that the message would reach the person concerned through this story. In other words, I was letting fate take over. A few weeks later, I headed to the tarot card reading booth in Robinson's Galleria in order to report for work. I don't usually read on Fridays, but that night, they needed an extra hand. That day, one of my co-workers' friend dropped by for a visit and I was introduced to her. The accident in the university and the girl who died were brought up during the conversation. I told them the communication I had with the girl. Jam, my co-worker's friend, was a bit stunned. She immediately confirmed that John and the girl who died were a member of an organization with a name closest to Silaki's. She also promised that she would relay the message to John as soon as possible. I was awed by the way things just fell into places. Also, I was a bit frightened. Sometimes it is better when the things that are out of the ordinary are left unconfirmed. It is such easier to dispute by saying that they are only a figment of one's imagination. A week later, my co-worker informed me that Jam met up with John that Monday and finally relayed the message to him. She wasn't able to relay the message during the weekend, but strange things made her rush to John when Monday came. During the two nights following our Friday conversation, the temperature in her room was very low and she could feel a presence hovering around. She kept on getting goosebumps and couldn't sleep at night. After talking to John, she sensed a feeling of calmness waft in the air. She said that it was like a turbulent storm coming to an end. I am very familiar with the feeling. It is the same feeling I get whenever I see a spirit go to the light, whenever I do some questioning. I smiled. In my mind, I know that the girl's spirit has been put to rest. Her message has been said by the mouth of the living. And one young man will live on, knowing that he had been loved and that a special person in his life had finally found peace in the other side.
Natunghayan nyo na naman ang mga kwentong kababalaghan na hindi magpapatulog sa iyo tuwing gabi. Kita-kita na naman tayo sa susunod na episode ng Malikmata.